There's a confirmation hearing in the Senate today. President Trump's nominee to head up the Environmental Protection Agency's chemical regulatory program is in front of senators. Michael Dorsen only needs 50 votes. He's likely to be confirmed by Republicans. But Dorsen has a long history of fighting against the very restrictions on toxic chemicals he would be responsible now for overseeing at the EPA. And he's gotten a strong endorsement from the chemical industry that he'll be regulating. For more now, we go to Sheila Kaplan, health and science reporter at the New York Times. Sheila, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd.
Give us a quick overview. Who is Michael Dorsen?
Michael Dorsen is a former EPA staffer who left the agency many years ago and started his own company that does research, mostly for the chemical industry.
That's a consulting firm. What kind of work did they do?
Well, they do research for companies that are worried about federal regulations. For example, they'll do studies on whether or not certain chemicals cause cancer or birth defects, and they cover a wide range of areas. They do flame retardants, pesticides, shampoos, all kinds of ingredients in household products. But what they have in common is that nearly all of the results show that the compounds are safe. All of the results show that whatever it is that Dr. Dorsen was asked to test is safe.
So are people taking that as a warning sign that instead of being pure science and data-driven, that Michael Dorsen might be pro-industry?
Well, his critics do say that Dr. Dorsen has never met a chemical he didn't like. Hmm. They say that he's never met a chemical he couldn't prove was safe. And because of that, members of Congress have a lot of questions. Senator Carper has a lot of questions on whether or not Dorsen can be trusted to be objective.
Has Michael Dorsen ever made statements suggesting that the chemical industry is overregulated or that the government is too aggressive when it comes to toxic chemicals?
Dr. Dorsen has stated again and again that he thinks that EPA is overzealous in its efforts to try to make sure the public is safe. Dr. Dorsen almost always comes up with results that make the company that paid for the tests very happy. And, you know, many people, not just the environmental community, but many public health officials, academic researchers, consider him to be almost notorious in his refusal to accept any kind of result that shows that pesticides, chemicals, other compounds, flame retardants can actually hurt people.
What kind of power would Michael Dorsen have if he were to head the chemical regulatory program at EPA to relax regulations currently in place on toxic chemicals?
Right now, EPA is starting to implement a rule that was designed to crack down on unsafe chemicals, and that the law was designed to tighten the leash on the chemical industry. So since EPA is just starting that right now, Michael Dorsen's arrival at the agency, if he's confirmed, means that there will be little to no implementation. I don't think anyone has any questions about that. Also, Dorsen would join other chemical industry people who Scott Pruitt has brought into EPA already. And Senator Carper and others on the Democratic side of the committee worry that the law will not be implemented as planned.
So against this backdrop, Sheila Kaplan, you're describing under the EPA of Scott Pruitt, what does Dorsen's nomination, along with the other personnel that you just described, say about the Trump administration's attitude toward environmental regulation right now?
Well, it would be hard to think that the Trump administration is at all interested in protecting people from hazardous chemicals that are in products that we use every day.
Sheila Kaplan, health and science reporter for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us, Sheila.
Thank you, Todd.